Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rebbe T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. The audio daily dose of daf. We're looking at Erev 19, talking about the sinners of Israel. Really, they have great merits, even if they're quote-unquote considered sinners of Israel. Look at this fabulous, fantastic piece of Gemara. I love Agadata in general. It's very interesting. Brings a lot of points, a lot of stories, a lot of parables, a lot of lessons for life. Sometimes they're not literal. Sometimes they're just supposed to be a metaphoric and teach you things. But regardless, they're always fascinating to hear, fascinating to learn. Even Rabbi Razer Lahavdil also has an amazing new group called Famous Gemaras. I'm part of the one that's called 06. Every day sending a different famous Gemara. Hopefully this will be one of them, but he does great work. And here is also a wonderful Gemara, a very interesting Gemara. So it says here, Rish Lakish also said in Erev 19, the fire of Gehenim gains no ascendancy over the sinners of Israel. The notes point out this does not mean that they're not subject to the fire of Gehenna, whatever that means. After 120 years, we should be Zocha to 120 years, but rather they are soon freed from it, as the Gemara will explain. The fire never takes complete hold of them, and see the Torah's Chaim. So they're not really having any ascendancy in that fire over the sinners of Israel. But let's see what that means. This can be demonstrated by a Kal Vachomer argument from the golden altar upon which the incense was burnt in the temple. If the golden altar, which was covered by no more than a dinar's thickness of gold, remained intact for many years, and the fire which was burnt on it daily had no ascendancy over it to erode it, then the sinners of Israel, the Poshei Yisrael, quote-unquote, who are as full of mitzvos as a pomegranate is full of seed, like 613 seeds, someone once said they tried to count it, which might just be a metaphoric thing, Lahavdil. As the verse says, like a piece of pomegranate are your temples, and the notes point out, this is from Shir HaShirim. The alternative reading which follows is not intended as an amendment of the text, but really a homiletical device. Rav Shimon ben Lakish explained the verse to mean, do not read this as it is written, Rei Kaseich, your temples, but as if it were written, Rei Kaseich, your empty ones, instead of Rakasech, excuse me, your temples, Rekasech, your empty ones. The Gemara does this in a few places, very interesting, and understood that the verse teaches that even the empty ones, the sinners among you, the Jewish people, are as full of mitzvahs as a pomegranate is full of seeds. How much more so are they, the sinners of Israel, immune to fire? This statement also by the notes explains that the spiritual protection afforded by the mitzvahs they have performed affords even the sinners of Israel considerably more protection against fire than the thin layer of gold coating the altar. We talk about this a lot. We tend to think about people as black and white without realizing there's really the shades of gray, and realizing that a person really is more white than black. They start off as that blank slate, the white soul, with some black patches, rather than thinking of a person, God forbid, as a black soul with white patches, thinking that he's fully cold, fully evil with a little bit of good. Really, we have to understand and realize people are good with some splotches. So even a sinner, even if he has an addiction or an affliction or an illness, realizing he still does great things and has great things. So 1% of his life is very difficult, has very bad things or very bad tendencies or habits. But what about the other 99%? How wonderful it is they could be an amazing father, an amazing mother, an amazing spouse, an amazing friend, and an amazing teacher, an amazing worker, whatever they do. They could be an amazing banker, they could be an amazing construction worker, whatever they do, but that 1%, their one aspect of them that they're sinning in, or that one aspect of them that they're falling in, or that they're having trouble in, doesn't negate, shouldn't negate, and shouldn't be that they're labeled as that 1%, whereas there's 99 other percent. The Gemara talks about how the sinners of Israel still have so many seeds, so many pomegranate seeds, so many mitzvos in them, even if they themselves have some elements that are not good. You think about Acher. Elisha ben Avuya, who went off the Derech Rav Meir, would not leave him because he said, just as I throw away the peel of the pomegranate and I look for the seeds, I look for the innards, because you have so much Torah still within you, so much to teach me. Of course, we're not on that level. Can't run after a heretic, someone who went off the Derech like Acher, but it teaches you that even someone who's considered quote-unquote as a sinner still has so much good, so much in them. Don't hate the sinner, hate the sin, is that famous phrase, Lahavdil, Lahavdil, from other culture and other sects of life, other walks of life. But think about the idea of don't hate the person, hate the action or hate the habit, and help them work in it, help them get better. Join us next time as we talk Erev 20 here on the Audio DDD with Rebbe T.